that the most intelligent way to start making a lot of money is to find a way to get at least $100,000 in debt before you even begin making money. So I decided to go to college.
Ultra spiritual message for you from JP Sears. When you were on your rant earlier, I was like, oh, I've got to play this for Rosie.
Now, Romy, now you play stuff like that, and people may think we have something against higher education. And I don't really. I mean, I almost finished college. I was this close. You should have seen the look on my dad's face when I told him I was quitting. I was this close to an engineering degree. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I couldn't resist playing that, though, after your soapbox last segment. Let's get to who's first on the line. Greg, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have just a classic cinder block, fence block wall that separates myself and my neighbors. And the darndest thing is it is, I'm looking at it here, 7 choruses high. And I'll say the paint is flaking off right at the second chorus up from the bottom. So the bottom chorus is kind of half buried under the ground, and then the first full chorus above that. But it's more than just the paint flaking off, and it is painted. It's not stucco or anything, but the actual brick is deteriorating, and it is starting. It's most prevalent right along the line between that second, the top of that second course, and the bottom of the third course. Third course is really unaffected. I mean, there's one block of, in about 30 feet that I see has got some paint coming off of it. But the rest, it's up to like a quarter of an inch deep, probably, of material lost back in along, that section of the fence. I checked over the fence, thinking they had a planter back there. Maybe it's water. They don't have a raised planter, so they have a little planter with plants on it. But like when I stand on my side, if I were to stand on their side, my feet would be at the same level.
Good.
So I don't know if they have a sprinkler. What's going on there? So obviously, I want to paint it and make it aesthetically look good. But is there anything I can do from my side to keep that from continuing to deteriorate, or how would I approach this?
Well, there is. What you'll do, it's moisture. As you were looking for all the right things, raised planters on the other side, positive pressure, hydrostatic pressure coming through and blowing your paint off on your side. When you peeked over the wall to your neighbor's yard, did it appear that the bottom course of his wall as well on his side was experiencing the same dilemma?
I couldn't tell. I'm not that tall.
Okay, all right. Well, if you can get like a little mirror and reach it over the wall and point it down there and take a look.
My cell phone.
Take a picture. You might, that would tell us that we're experiencing the same hydrostatic pressure on both sides. And, then you can adequately treat it on your side, because now you're going to send the whole problem over to his side. And the way you would do that is you're going to pressure wash it and remove all the peeling paint, of course. Then you're going to get a waterproofing foundation coating to apply either by brush or by trowel, and it will create a smooth surface, so it will look stuccoed. So it's nice that if you put, some tape on the bottom of that third course and apply it by trowel, make it nice and smooth. It's a epoxy-based. We like a product called Thorough Seal. Works really well. You put that on, you let it dry, and then you paint it. It's a completely water-impervious mortar, and now the hydrostatic pressure isn't going to be coming your way anymore. It's going to be getting pushed into your neighbor's direction, and, you might want to watch the condition of the neighbor's yard, and if he wants to know why this started, tell him what you did. He can then take care of it. Then as it's done on both sides, then you're probably going to migrate the problem up a course to the third course, and you'll probably then have to thorough seal the third course. So you may want to thorough seal the bottom three courses now, be done with it. The trick to this, Greg, is that you have to dig away from the wall and Thuraseal all the way down to the foundation of the wall. Don't just start right there at ground level. You got to go all the way down and then backfill it to the place, the grade level that you have now, and you'll be all set. The great thing about Thuraseal is it is totally water impervious, and it does hold paint very, very well. So that's going to be your key to solving that, my friend. That'll stop the block deterioration, and, of course, will stop the paint peeling as well.
You get four Marvells in the Phoenix area, one in Tucson, and one in Flagstaff. So just about anywhere in the state, there's a Marvell nearby for you.
And that's where you find that Thuraseal.
Man's Mall.
Man's Mall, absolutely. Wheelbarrows and shovels and trowels and all kind of cool toys.
Lifetime building products.
Absolutely.
Well, we are close to the bottom of the hour news, so we won't get to our next. Let's see, Sandy, Carol, and Mike, hang tight. We'll get to you right after bottom of the hour news. If you've got a question, jump online now at 1-888-767-4348. Just about a half hour away from the opening of the home show at the Sky Dome. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's too bad that wind advisory. What time is that supposed to hit?
I don't know, but they're saying it's going to hit sustained of 20 to 25, gust over 40 miles an hour. The entire state is under a red flag fire warning.
Well, it's beautiful right now, so get out and enjoy it while you can.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.